Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. The journey. Why did I start this podcast? I wanted to talk to you a little bit about what my motivation was in building and creating and starting this podcast. One of the things that I found in listening to the podcast, blogs, whatever it may be out there, it was the true passion behind someone that had actually been there. Interestingly enough, what I found is that many people starting the podcast and trying to give me information, knowledge, direct firsthand experience on them having run a business, being part of building a business or part of a brand had never been there. Shocking? Not necessarily. It's what I found out in the industry as well, is the things that are lacking or the knowledge of having been inside a brand. So when I needed support with my company, what I found is the people that were giving me the information, the knowledge, the background, in order for me to run my company, had really never been inside of a company. So I found the same thing, whether it be in books, whether it be in podcasts, whether it be in blogs. My passion is around giving knowledge to those who need it from having experienced it myself, the peaks, the valleys, having started my own company from scratch, and being able to provide that knowledge to entrepreneurs so they then can use this information as a base to hopefully be able to avoid a lot of the pitfalls that I was involved with in running my company. I had some people that I worked with early on in my company that gave me a tremendous base of knowledge within the industry. And so when I was looking at starting this podcast, what is my point of difference and what has been my journey? So you can get an understanding of where I've been and why I'm talking to you and giving you this knowledge. So I felt it was very important to get a feel for what is my motivation behind the podcast, how is it different, and what is the experiences I can lend to those looking for knowledge in the entrepreneurial side, business branding side, marketing, product, sales, and international business development. All of these things are important components, and it's a very rare breed, I find, of someone who has all of that background and experience that can lend it to supporting these business owners, whether they're in the ideation phase of their business, whether they are currently in business, or contemplating exiting their business. All of these areas I found are stages in the life of a business owner. And after a business owner, sometimes you choose to go to a brand, which was the case of what I did. My journey started out in North Dakota, actually, where I was brought up with a very blue-collar family, and it taught me a lot about independence and making a life on your own, in being able to build, grow, and mature beyond your years early on. So for me, that was a great learning experience, but I got to tell you, at the time when you're younger, it was a very difficult stage to go through. But as I got older, whether I was with a company or starting my own company, I found this to be invaluable moving forward in my career and being able to apply that to whatever role I was in, or to whatever business I started, or becoming part of a brand and helping them grow to the next level. So for me, it was extremely valuable experience to be with parents that instilled in you, if you want something, earn it. And so for me, independence started very early on. From North Dakota, I actually played football at the University of Nebraska. From there, went on to finish my degree at the University of North Dakota. And from there, in the last semester of my degree in industrial engineering, went out to California and never looked back. And for those of you that have had this journey of independence, for me, I came out to California with nothing and made something. Because of that independence that I had early on in my life, I was able to carry on and through the ups and downs and pitfalls of California, not having any friends nor family out here, getting in a new career out here. So for me, it was a very challenging time when I moved out to California after getting my degree from North Dakota. Having played football at Nebraska, I felt that there was a lot of foundation to me being independent, but at the same time, realizing the skill set that I had and how to apply that in my career early on. I actually started out in the aerospace industry. Interestingly enough, I was with TRW Space and Defense Sector. And quickly moved from there after about 5 years in the industry to starting my own brand. It was actually an idea that I came up with, was a dual density mold sandal. And it was one at the time that was in the middle of a recession. And you quickly find out that people aren't too willing to give you money without pre-booked orders. So for me, I quickly pivoted from the footwear side of it and moved into apparel. And found a nice niche inside of the NCAA licensing business and starting my own men's apparel collection and ran that for 10 years. After 10 years of profitable revenue and business, sold that to a VC firm. So I went through an industry change, learning the consumer products industry from the ground up, literally out there on the contract floor, sewing buttons on shirts, and cutting patterns for shirts, pants, whatever it may be. I wanted to learn everything from the inside out. I mention this because if you are looking to make a transition into an industry, for me in this case, it was aerospace to consumer products, you really need to understand this industry from the ground up and have an appreciation for the product category and the brands that play in that category before you approach them to find an opportunity to help them grow to the next level. So for me, having started a company was my avenue to enter the consumer products. I had 10 years of brutal ups and downs in the industry, as most entrepreneurs do. I was one of those, what I call true entrepreneurs, starting with a penny and making a dollar out of it. I'm one that's very protective of the term entrepreneur, because very few have achieved that risk level of starting with nothing and making something. And entrepreneurs, I found from not only working with the entrepreneurs with my current company, Liquid Mind, but myself as well. We understand the fact that there's risk in the industry. And it's not the fact that entrepreneurs are risk adverse. The fact is entrepreneurs understand risk and learn how to limit its impact and move forward in an industry where they're always the David and others are the Goliath. So finding a way to take down those big competitors and finding an avenue for your open water opportunities is a key to success in your entrepreneurial life. So from there, after 10 years of successfully building my apparel brand, the NCAA licensed Better Men's Collection to a VC firm, I moved over to Oakley and started up their NCAA licensing business, which to this day is one of their largest categories, the team eyewear business, and was there for a few years with Oakley building the athletic division, and then had an opportunity to head up the apparel and soft goods side of K-Swiss. And was at K-Swiss heading up their global apparel and accessories. And from there, went to TaylorMade Adidas Golf. Worked on their licensed, global licensed soft goods and accessory business for 5 years. Successfully growing that from a base of about $11 million to $55 million over 4 years. And this was a category when going into it, where there was an opportunity to drive innovation. And I bring this up because you think most brands that are leaders in their category are ones that would be able to define a new product category and claim market share almost immediately. That's not always the case, and more often than not, what you find are these brands that aren't experts in a particular category that choose not to do it part-time, but to rather contract with and license those companies that have a team that will successfully build that category in conjunction with the brand. And that was the case with TaylorMade Adidas Golf. We had all of the categories in the soft goods and accessories side and successfully built that business. I mention this because moving from one industry to starting and moving over to a new industry and starting your own company, I've got this entrepreneurial background, I've got the technical background, as well as working with brands on an international level that are globally recognized. So I was very fortunate, but in every position I was in, I was always at a high risk level, meaning that I was either starting something, doing business development, or working with these brands to find a blue ocean, open water opportunity that currently hadn't been maximized either by a current brand or one where we felt we could immediately grab market share from them. So after 5 years with TaylorMade Adidas Golf, with that same brand, we also brought on Shut Sports, Arena Performance Swim out of Italy, and also Skins out of Australia. All of these premium brands, all of these heading up product and the marketing side of the business. So for me, my bloodline truly is entrepreneurial side of the business, having been there myself, started the company and successfully sold it after 10 years, to working with premium global brands heading up on an executive level the product and marketing side of the business. Brands that you all recognize, from K-Swiss to Oakley to TaylorMade to Adidas, and then other international brands which rounded out my background with Arena and Skins Gradient Compression Apparel brand. The last brand I was associated with was a sports bracing and support brand out of Japan called Zamps that didn't have any distribution here in the US or the Americas. And we successfully built it to over 2,000 doors, including some of the biggest sporting good retailers in North America, both Sport Chek and Dick's. And I've always been on that David versus Goliath strategy. Is you can always grab market share no matter your size, as long as you have a better team, a better product, better marketing, better strategy about how you're going to grow that brand successfully long term. So for me, I always gravitated towards that challenge. Most people did not. So I took advantage of that with each brand that I was at. Either starting a new division as I did with Oakley, either going into a new product category of business with TaylorMade and Adidas Golf, helping them grow market share on a global level, or with K-Swiss, where they're trying to rebuild or reemerge a category that they were successful in previously and then trying to grow that successfully going forward. So each of these experiences through entrepreneur, through working with globally recognized brands in functional areas that gave me broad experience on a global scale is why I felt it was important for me to be able to convey that to you and to provide this information of what I call education through reality, not education through book smarts. So for me, it's a significant difference between having been there versus wanting to be there. So be able to convey that to you through the experiences that I've had and now through the consulting firm that I run, understanding what these brands are going through at all stages of their development, and to be able to understand, hopefully, what you're going through as well. And through the Visionary Chronicles, I felt that's a voice. That's a voice that I could put out there, and one that I feel would be hopefully beneficial to you as I go through different subjects. There may be a case where you're a startup. There may be a case where you're trying to figure out how to grow market share. And understanding the real life experiences of what you go through in order to achieve that success you're looking for, to me, would have been something I was looking for when I was starting up, running, growing, and selling my business. So again, I hope you find that what we're offering and what I offer in the Visionary Chronicles is a substantial point of difference over anything you've heard on the entrepreneurial side from someone who's been through what you're going through, someone who understands both the failures and the successes of each stage in the development of your company. And even if you're looking to transition into a new industry, we'll talk about that as well. So all of these areas are ones that I hopefully will have you engaging with me on and having you asking me questions on. And as we go through this Chronicles, the Visionary Chronicles, that each one of these subjects will be beneficial to you as you move forward in your career, whether it be with your business or with you personally. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles episode 4, The Journey. Over these coming weeks, we're going to be releasing podcasts every Monday, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We hope you find those enjoyable. And as we go through these weekly session series, we're going to be offering up premium content from the new book that I just wrote, The Visionary Brand. The content will take you through the journey, the brand, the vision paradox, elements of a successful formula, and how great brands, visionary brands, sustain their long-term success through generations. In addition, we'll be asking you for questions, and we'll put these in episodes. Every 4 to 5 episodes, we're actually going to take a question or several questions and answer that, incorporate that into our podcast. So we hope you enjoy that as well. Again, thank you for listening, and we look forward to the next episode of the Visionary Chronicles.